From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The evacuation of people from Aleppo has been suspended, leaving thousands trapped. Blasts were heard Friday near convoys moving people out of the city. State media reports rebels violated the ceasefire. Rebels deny that claim. Tarek Yasarevich is a spokesman for the World Health Organization.
We understand that evacuation operation has been aborted this morning, but we hope very much that it will resume, because we know that there are many people still in last besieged enclaves in East Aleppo that want to go out.
It is not clear when the evacuations will resume. The United Nations Security Council is expected to meet in an emergency session Friday to discuss the situation. Speaking in Japan, Russia's President Vladimir Putin said Friday that his country is working with Turkey to start a new round of peace talks with the goal of a nationwide ceasefire. Russia is in the news in American domestic politics as well. President Obama says the U.S. will take action against Russia or any other foreign government that tries to meddle in U.S. elections.
I think there is no doubt that when any foreign government tries to impact the integrity of our elections, that we need to take action, and we will, at a time and place of our own choosing.
That's President Obama speaking on NPR. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has concluded that Russian hackers broke into Democratic Party computers to leak potentially embarrassing emails about the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, with the apparent aim of helping Republican Donald Trump win. This is VOA. In response to Russian activities in Ukraine, European Union leaders have agreed to extend sanctions on Russia for another 6 months. The decision came as no surprise. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande said earlier this week that they supported sanctions in light of Russia's failure to abide by the Minsk Agreement on Ukraine. Security was on the agenda as well at the summit. Angela Merkel speaking here through a translator.
Another important pillar of our council will be internal and external security. Here, the cooperation is also particularly in matters of defense. I hope we've taken a step here, because I believe it is clear that the European Union must not be against NATO, but together in NATO.
She also said that migration, including external border security and relations with Turkey, would be on the agenda. The Roman Catholic Church is mediating last-ditch talks in the Democratic Republic of Congo to try to resolve political tensions over delayed elections. President Joseph Kabila's elected mandate ends on Monday, but much of the opposition has rejected plans for Kabila to stay in office until new elections are held in 2018. From Kinshasa, Emily Yob reports.
The talks are still underway in Kinshasa, but the Catholic Church achieved a breakthrough just by bringing all the political players into the same room. Most of the opposition boycotted the previous talks in September, saying, among other things, that the mediators was biased in favor of the government. This time, with the clock ticking and the international pressure increasing, the opposition agreed to take part in what they deem a more balanced mediation.
The Church has proven its capacities. At various critical times in this country, the Catholic Church has stepped in.
In the early 1990s, it was a clergyman who led a national conference aimed at democratizing the DRC following years of dictatorship under Mobutu Sese Soko. The closed-door talks are expected to end Thursday evening. Emily Yab for VOA News in Kinshasa.
Britain has approved plans that will allow doctors to create babies using DNA from three people, making it the first country to legalize the controversial technique. The head of Britain's Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority called Thursday's approval a momentous decision, and she said it would be life-changing for families that suffer from incurable inherited diseases. Critics say it could lead to a new market for genetically modified babies. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated bankruptcy lawyer David Friedman, a very controversial figure, to become the country's next ambassador to Israel. Friedman has expressed his opposition to a key tenet of U.S. policy, the two-state solution of an Israeli and Palestinian state living peacefully side by side. In Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.